A subcommittee of the legislature's Joint Committee on Higher Education approved a report this week that contains 9 recommendations, including trying to decrease the time it takes to earn a college degree, increase state aid, and require all Massachusetts high school students to take a financial literacy course. The recommendations were developed after the subcommittee held a series of hearings around the state. During one of the hearings last September at Holyoke Community College, Trevor Eliason, a student trustee at Springfield Technical Community College, said he knows hundreds of students struggling with debt.
I even know students who have had to withdraw completely because it's just the financial burden of school on top of the financial burden of life turns out to be just far too much.
65% of Massachusetts students take out loans to pay for college. The state ranks 12th in the country in the number of students carrying debt. The average student debt in Massachusetts is $27,200. State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke said he and other members of the subcommittee were surprised to learn that many students lack a basic understanding of how the college financing system works.
One of the big recommendations is to make sure that there's financial literacy classes as students, you know, take on this debt. It's an interesting phenomenon where we have 18-year-olds that aren't even legal to go out for a drink, but are signing their name to tens of thousands of dollars of debt.
To reduce the time it takes to earn a degree and thus lower the cost, the subcommittee recommends persuading colleges to give credit for all advanced placement courses offered at high schools and promote dual enrollment programs.
Getting the word out there about how great and useful the community college system is. Going, you know, for 2 years to get your associates and getting that under your belt, I think is really great. You also see programs that Holyoke Community College and Elms College have where they do a dual enrollment so that you're able to get a degree from Elms while attending Holyoke Community College. So that cuts down on the cost.
Other recommendations include increasing and reforming state-funded scholarship and college savings programs, authorizing loan forgiveness in certain fields of study, and developing public-private partnerships to advance employment opportunities. The report will be given to the full subcommittee on higher education, which will decide if any legislation should be written.
This, I think, puts the Commonwealth at the forefront of the conversation that's happening nationally. And, we're hopeful that these recommendations will hopefully spur some bills or some legislation in the next session.
The next state budget proposed by the Massachusetts House Ways and Means Committee would increase funding to the state's university system so that half the higher education budget is funded by the taxpayers, according to committee vice chair, State Representative Stephen Kulik.
By doing so, we are able to delay or put off any increase in tuition or fees at the University of Massachusetts system for this year. I think that's very significant.
The subcommittee's report on making higher education more affordable said the amount of student loan debt at the state's public colleges and universities has risen 27% in the past 3 years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.